We'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. We're going to read verses 13 through 16, and out of St. Mark 16, we're going to read 16 through 18. The Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter, beginning at verse 13, the Bible reads, "And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Supporting scripture, St. Mark 16 and 16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." On this Easter Sunday morning, if we are to use a thought or a thing, we like to speak to you from the subject this morning. If you want eternal life, all you have to do is believe. If you want eternal life, all you have to do is believe. That is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Now Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" In other words, Jesus said, "I done told you a whole lot of things and you don't believe nothing I say." You know, we got a whole lot of folk, they don't believe nothing. They don't even believe fire burns until they get burnt by the fire. A whole lot of folk, they've been told trouble is easy to get in and hard to get out of. They rather go ahead and try it for themselves and get in the trouble and then see how hard it is to get out. But the Bible said, "No man have ascended up to heaven, but he that have come down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up." So Jesus didn't have any other choice. He had to be lifted up from the earth. And the Bible tells us this morning that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. And the reason why we have eternal life is because the love of Jesus. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I thank God for that love this morning. I thank God because if it had not been for that love, we'd be a people most miserable this morning. We wouldn't know where our end is going to meet. But I thank God this morning that as we celebrate this Easter Sunday morning, we can back up to last Sunday on Palm Sunday, when we began to recognize that the people of God lined the streets and they waved palm branches crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Lord God in the highest. The Lord is worthy to be praised." But before the end of the week, those same people that were crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna," were then crying out, "Crucify him, crucify him. Lord, have mercy." If they did that to our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, what you think they're going to do to you? We get bent all out of shape when somebody talk about us. But think about this man called Jesus. He did miraculous things all over the earth. Raised up the dead and healed the sick. Run demons out of everybody's body. But the same people that he blessed from on high, when they got up against the wall, they turned their backs on the Lord. I want to talk to somebody this morning that got their mind made up that I'm not going to turn back on God, but I'm going to trust God with all of my heart. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There are some folk that say that they are with you and they'll lift you up and pick you up. But soon as trouble comes, they'll run on in the other direction. They'll leave you out there hanging all by yourself. And that's the same way those people were. The Lord had done so much in their life. But on that week, before the week was over, they turned their backs on God. They began to say, crucify him. But as we look at the last week of our Savior, on Monday he went by the house of God. He went down to the temple and he found that thing wasn't right in the house. The Bible said he turned over the tables. Said, you made the house of prayer into a den of thieves. I'm going to run you out of my house. On this great Easter Sunday morning, if the Lord came by Foul Chapel this morning, will he find you in order? Will he be pleased with what he finds? Will your mind and your heart be intact? And with the Lord our God, will he kick us out the temple? There come a time that you got to trust the power of God. Well, on Monday after he got disappointed at the house of God, on Tuesday, the Sanhedrin challenged thee. Said, you say that you are the Lord our God. You say that you are the King of the Jews. You say that you can do this and you can do that. But I want to know, how can you do all of that? On Tuesday, Judas betrayed Jesus. It's a sad thing to have somebody working with the Lord and turn their backs on God. Turn the Lord in for a few pieces of money. But I thank God this morning that God still stood the test. Didn't nothing happen that much on Wednesday. But on Thursday, they tell me he went to the upper room. He sat down with the disciples. He instituted the Lord's Supper. And that is a memorial for us this morning. That until he come back again, we are to observe the Holy Communion. We got to eat of his bread, which is his body. We got to drink of the wine, which is the blood of the Lamb. I want to know this morning, anybody in the house love Jesus? Then on Friday, he was betrayed and arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. On Friday, Peter that said that he loved the Lord denied Jesus 3 times. On Friday, Jesus was condemned. Judas committed suicide. The trial before Pilate the priest. But I thank God this morning that on Friday, they crucified our Lord. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. A thief on the left, a thief on the right. But the Bible says that he wouldn't come down. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. Man by the name of Joseph said, I want the body of Jesus. I want to bury him in my tomb. So they buried him on Friday. But I thank God that even though they put him in the grave, even though they wrapped him in swaddling clothes, even though they laid the cloth on his face, he lay there Friday night. He lay there all day Saturday. He lay there all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up. Jesus got up out of the grave with all power in his hand. I'm glad that the Lord got up. I'm glad that the Lord is on my side. And I've been commissioned by the Lord our God to preach the gospel, to tell the people of God that on Resurrection Sunday, Jesus got up. He rose. He rose. Because he rose, I can face tomorrow. The Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not, he that believeth not shall be condemned. But I stopped by South Chapel to let somebody know that if you want to be a believer, if you want eternal life, I got a problem with you. I want you to know this morning that I got a policy that will guarantee you eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you become a believer, you will have everlasting life. If you become a believer, you will have health and strength. For the Bible said, and thy health shall thou bring forth, who healeth all of thine diseases. If you have a need, the Bible said, my God shall supply all of your needs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper, be in good health, and go on and do the end and see what the end is going to be. I know in your life you're going to get hungry sometimes, but I heard the Lord say, I am the bread of life. You don't have to hunger no more. If you get thirsty, I got water that you never have to thirst again. Every now and then, there might be somebody that didn't get an Easter outfit. You might have on a whole suit. You might have on a whole dress. You might be wondering what you're going to wear. But I come to tell somebody that if God clothed the grass, how much more will he clothe you? Then there might be somebody that don't have a home, walking around homeless, no shelter over their head. But I want you not to be discouraged. For in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I stopped by the Telfast Chapel. For God so loved the world. If you believe, if you love God, you shall have eternal life. Anybody want Jesus? Anybody got joy? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! I'm glad he lives. He lives. How do you know? For he lives in my soul this morning. I can feel the fire burning. I can feel the wheels are turning. I can feel the presence of God all over me. And it's keeping me alive this morning. For God, I'll live. And for God, I'll die. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, I love this word. Whosoever believeth. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have social status. You don't have to be the big shot on the block. You can be that little nobody. Because I'm just a nobody this morning trying to tell somebody, hallelujah, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Now, who is that anybody? I'm one of them anybodies. Anybody want to be an anybody? Anybody want to be anybody? Anybody want to be anybody? Then you ought to praise him. You ought to tell him thank you. You ought to glorify his name. If the Lord has done anything for you,
You ought to get up out your seat. You ought to call on the name of Jesus. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. God is able this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy this morning. He is worthy this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want eternal life. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise Him. Well. Well. Yeah. God is able. Amen, amen, amen. Ain't no harm to praise Him. Oh, yes. Amen. If you want eternal life, all you got to do is just believe. Because if you don't believe, then the Bible says you will be damned. And that damn mean then you're on your way to hell. And when you get there, there is no return. Trust God. Get closer to the Lord our God. For He is a mighty good God. When something or somebody can do what God does for us, who wouldn't serve a God like that?